Hello, this is Priscilla Rice, and I'm coming to you from Live Oak Recording Studio. This week, we're going to have a rebroadcast of one of our earlier classic podcasts. We hope you enjoy it, and thanks so much for listening. Episode 116, Full Participation in B&I.
Listening to the official BNI podcast with BNI founder and chairman, Dr. Ivan Meisner. Stay tuned for networking and referral marketing tips from the man who's been called the father of modern networking, along with suggestions and insights into getting the most from your membership in the world's largest networking organization, BNI. To be sure you never miss an episode of the official BNI podcast, subscribe at the iTunes Music Store or right on our homepage at bnipodcast.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the official BNI podcast brought to you by networkingnow.com, which is the leading site on the net for networking downloadables. I'm Priscilla Rice, and I'm coming to you from Live Oak Recording Studio in Berkeley, California, and I'm joined on the phone today by the founder and the chairman of BNI, Dr. Ivan Meisner. Hello, Ivan, and how are you?
I'm doing great, Priscilla. This week, I'm still up at Big Bear. We're doing master trainer meetings with the Referral Institute people. One of the companies that I run is called the Referral Institute for BNI members. If you have a chance, go to referralinstitute.com. And it's a great program to help teach people to go really deep in learning how to create referrals for life. And I'm meeting with the key master trainers this week in Big Bear for the Referral Institute.
That sounds great. Well, what would you like to share with us this week?
Well, last week I started the 12 weeks of BNI fundamentals, and this is week number two, which is called Full Participation in BNI. If you're an education coordinator, you can download these 12 weeks ahead of time by going to bni.com and putting in the username and password for education coordinators. If you don't have that, go to your local BNI director and get that information. And you can get this ahead of time and then follow along with us and help train and support members on these podcasts as we do them. Last week, we made the point that success in BNI comes when the rest of the chapter members trust you enough to open up their best referrals to you. You have to remember, until we've experienced your work, you have to earn that trust by showing us how professional you are and by treating us like prized clients. And so we talked about the things not to do to be a good member in BNI. This week, the subject is how to really play full out, full participation in BNI for fun and for profit. The first way is simply showing up each week at our meetings. That means be there every week, be on time, actually participate. Why? Two reasons. First, if you're not there, you're not fresh in everyone's mind, and you're not in the minds of the members each and every week. We won't think of you when we're standing smack in the middle of a great referral for you. The second reason is that if you don't show up or you show up late, we assume that's just your style. Now, this is really important. Mm-hmm. If you don't show up or you show up late, we assume that's just your style and that's the way that you'll operate in a referral that we give you, that you'll do the same thing with people we might refer to you. Mm-hmm. Remember, your actions here are all we have to go on to judge your professionalism with our referrals. So it's very important that you walk the talk. There's a great quote in a book called Inside the Magic Kingdom by a friend of mine, Tom Connellan. And it says, what you do thunders above your head so loudly, I cannot hear the words you speak. Mm-hmm. And that's what this is really about, is you want to make sure to show that you're a professional, be there on time, and be fully present in the meetings. The second way is to participate in the networking time that starts each meeting. So I'm going to give you a quiz.
Okay.
Are you ready for this, Priscilla? I didn't tell you there was a quiz in this podcast.
Okay, Ivan, I'm ready.
Which of these four things should you be doing in the first 15 minutes of your meeting?
Okay, what are they?
One, paying for the meeting. Two, getting your breakfast. Three, catching up with the other members about chapter issues. Or four, networking. Now, this is an easy one, Priscilla.
Yes, I think I'm going to pick number 4.
Very good. Nothing else matters. In fact, networking is the sole purpose of this part of the meeting. A good rule of thumb is that if you don't sit down until the president calls the second part of the meeting to order, you're doing the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
You don't sit down and don't just chit-chat. You want to network. You particularly want to connect with the visitors. There's so many reasons why you want to connect with the visitors, but one is to make them feel welcome. Another is to start to connect with them. Find out what they do. They may be interested in your business. You may be interested in their business. It's not called NetSit or NetEat.
Yeah.
It's called network. And so the first 15 minutes of the BNI meeting is all about networking. Sure, your food might grow cold if it's left alone, but so will a visitor. Your food won't bring you any business, mm-hmm. but the visitor and the members will.
Right.
The third thing is to participate 100% in the meeting. That means you treat whomever is speaking as if they were the biggest client you could possibly land. Would you walk out on a big client?
No.
Would you take a phone call?
No.
Would you send text messages while your clients are talking about their needs?
No.
If you do it here with us at a BNI meeting, we have to assume you do it with any client we might send you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you may think, well, that they may not do that. But let me tell you, they will. I would. If I was at a meeting and I saw somebody completely distracted and not paying attention, I'm going to think that's their normal MO. That's their normal MO.
Mm-hmm.
Another way of full participation is attending the BNI trainings and embracing a culture of learning. First, it means new contacts, and secondly, all the education enhances both your business and your skills as a networker. Full participation means listening to these podcasts, sharing these podcasts. That's one of the ways that you immerse and engage in a full culture of learning. Of course, I'm speaking, and Priscilla, you're helping me talk to the choir. The people that are listening to this already believe in that. And so the more those of you who are listening to this podcast or reading this transcript, the more you can engage other BNI members into participating in these podcasts and listening, the more they will have a full-out participation in BNI.
Great. Is there more?
Well, I think I'd wrap it up with just a summary. Show up to the meetings on time, network, participate, attend trainings. Why do all these things? Because it's the giver's gain. You give and you gain visibility, credibility, and profitability in return. Just in closing, let me suggest that you know you're a BNI member if you go out to dinner with your family and when you show to your table, you don't sit down for the first few minutes. Instead, you connect with anybody you know in the restaurant, and you definitely know you're a BNI member because it's all about networking, even when you have a meal.
That's great. Well, Ivan, can I ask you something very quickly?
Sure.
If you have a chapter that's been together for almost 6 years and you feel like the members are a little stale with each other because they possibly heard we do 30 seconds over a period of time, they've heard it many, many times. Can you think of one thing that could spark the meeting or spark the relationships, one thing that we could do in our meeting?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd recommend that the chapter start looking at the meeting stimulants that we have. Meeting stimulants are exercises that they're, by the way, Priscilla, they're not good drugs, although some chapters might, they could possibly use them, but the meeting stimulants are exercises that we make available. So talk to your local director. They're available as a download on BNI.com. And there's about 45 or so of them. And I would recommend that the chapters use one or two of these meeting stimulants about every 6 weeks. Use one every 6 weeks or so. If you do them every week, it's way, way too much. Even every month, it's too much. But some of the meeting stimulants are a great way to get people to break out of their normal routine of doing a 60-second presentation. Mm-hmm. Just to give you a sense of what some of them might be, one that I really like is where everybody reaches into a basket and they pull out a card, and whoever's card they pull out, they have to do that person's 60-second presentation.
Yeah.
That one's done a lot, and the great thing about that is it gives you a sense of how well are you communicating what you do, because if somebody gets your card and they can't say what you do, then either that person's not paying attention or you're not doing a good job of explaining what you do and what a good referral is.
Uh-huh.
Also, the NET radio. I love NET radio. The idea with that is that the president or the chapter director, the title varies from country to country, the person running the meeting is the DJ or host, and every member has a 60-second commercial, not 30 seconds or 45 seconds, but 60 seconds. So if you don't use the whole 60 seconds, it's dead air. Mm-hmm. And so you have 60 seconds to do a commercial about your business. And I'm telling you, I've heard some of the best 60-second presentations during the NET radio. There's another 40-plus meeting stimulants. Use those from time to time, and it shakes up the gray matter a little bit, shakes the dust off, and it gets people focused on doing what they should be doing, but doing it in an interesting and different way.
That's great, Ivan. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Priscilla.
I'll go back to my meeting tomorrow and talk about it.
All right, meeting stimulants. Take a look at them and let me know how they work out.
Okay, good. All right, well, I think that's it for this week. This podcast has been brought to you by networkingnow.com, the leading site on the net for networking downloadables. Thanks so much for listening. This is Priscilla Rice, and we hope you'll join us next week for another exciting episode of the official BNI podcast.